The doctor's words played over and over in my mind like a broken record. The patient is paralyzed from the neck down. The patient is paralyzed from the neck down. I wanted mother and dad. I wanted to be well again. I wanted to go home. When the doctor returned an hour later, I felt short of breath. "The patient's nostrils are flaring," he said to the nurse. I wondered if he was describing me or a horse. For 2 days, the fever stayed at 102, and it became increasingly difficult to breathe. Mostly, I slept, waking often because of muscle spasms or because my back and neck ached so badly. A nurse gently massaged my shoulders, back, and legs, which helped temporarily. I was given aspirin for the pain. My voice developed a nasal twang. I sounded like a bad tape recording of myself. The nurses told me that my parents sent their love. They were waiting nearby and wanted to see me, but it was against the hospital rules. I thought the rules were foolish. Mother and Dad had already been exposed to me at home and in the car when they drove me to the hospital, so why couldn't they visit me now? Doctors and nurses checked me frequently and urged me to drink something. I drank water, but it became harder and harder to swallow. I wanted only to be left alone so I could sleep. When I slept, I did not hurt. On my third day at the Sheltering Arms, the doctor said, "The patient may need a respirator." "University Hospital?" the nurse said. The doctor nodded. "I'll arrange for an ambulance," the nurse said. That conversation got my attention, and I roused myself enough to ask, "What's happening?" The doctor put his hand on my shoulder. "There is more than one kind of polio," he said. "One is spinal polio. It's the most common type and causes paralysis in the patient's arms and legs."
"That's what I have?" I asked. "That's why I can't move?"
"Yes, you have spinal polio. Another kind of polio is respiratory. It causes difficulty in breathing." I was acutely aware of how hard it was for me to breathe. Was he telling me I had two kinds of polio? "Because you have respiratory polio too," he said, "we're transferring you to the University of Minnesota Hospital. We're afraid your lungs may not continue to function on their own."